astronauts were chosen to participate in the Apollo space project, which took a number of them to the moon, their whole lifestyle was changed. The astronauts had a goal, a few hours on the moon. They invested themselves in following a carefully planned program designed to bring them to that goal. They had to learn how to adapt to weightlessness. They had to learn how to move about in an atmosphere where the amount of oxygen and the force of gravity was less than here on Earth. They did all this to achieve a human goal. God has called us to be Christians. He has promised all Christians the full experience of eternal life. As Christians, our goal, our destination is heaven. Our responses to such promises as those contained in the words of the Old Testament lesson could include joyful anticipation, a careful personal preparation, and celebration. As Christians who are still in this world, we are still subject to pain, sickness, disaster, and death, as all other human beings are. We still have a veil, as it were, a covering over us. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, we see in a mirror dimly. The promises of full and final salvation are intended to evoke in us a response of joyful anticipation, of pleasurable expectation. We have been invited to a dinner, to God's banquet. The Lord has spoken, He has come. As New Testament Christians, we realize that He has backed up His promises with the news of His Son, conquered sin and death on the cross for us, and rose again in victory on that first Easter. St. Paul expressed his sense of joyful anticipation when he wrote, "Then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting?" As the Apollo astronauts invested themselves in preparation for their goal, so we have been called to a lifestyle that prepares us for the goal God has set before us. In the Lord, every moment, every activity of the day is to be a part of this preparation. This is implied in such passages as where the Apostle Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing. Or when Jesus himself said, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples." God's plan designed to bring us to our goal is outlined in His holy word. We are to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Celebration is to be a part of our preparation. We are to celebrate the fellowship we have with Christ and with one another as we join together in the celebration of the Lord's Supper, a foretaste of the grand messianic banquet above. Preparation for our celebration of the saints in glory also involves the assembling of ourselves together with our fellow saints in process. This is to be done regularly, willingly, and joyfully, for instruction from God's word, for mutual encouragement, for prayer, and to practice our praise and thanksgiving. God has promised us as Christians the full experience of eternal life. As the Apostle John indicates, God has already given us the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. But the best is yet to come. It will be said on that day, "Lord, this is our God. We have waited for Him that He might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.